Cameron Wright here for MMA UK with Will Fleury, who's fighting Sean Taylor on the 23rd this coming weekend. First of all, Will, how's camp going? How, you know, 1 week out from the fight, how are you feeling?
Yeah, good. Camp's basically over now. But yeah, it's all gone very well, thankfully, and no injuries, and looks like Sean's still going to show up. So yeah, happy to have it all done with now and just make the weight and get in there and do it. Like.
Excellent. I've seen that you were sharing the interview that we had with Sean the other week. I wondered if you had a few choice words in response to some of the things that he was firing away with the other week.
Look, man, as long as he shows up and he gets in the fucking cage, I'll be happy to batter him. Like, so, look, he talked a lot of shit in that interview. Come in and fucking show it. Like, come in and do it. You know, that'll be my message to him. And, yeah, I just don't see him having the tools to get this done at all, man. And fuck it. Look, this is my home crowd. It's going to take one hell of a man to come in and fucking take this away from me. Like, Taylor is not that man.
Well, that was something I wanted to ask about. Was, obviously, you're going to be fighting in front of your home crowd. Is that something you fought in South Africa? You fought in a place before. So, you're used to a home crowd with some of your previous fights as well. But is this the biggest time, you know, the biggest home crowd you're going to have?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. Like, even the build-up to this has been completely different to anything else that I've been involved in. Like, it's just been so many fans getting onto you for tickets, fucking so much good buzz, like, and even Irish people are fucking super supportive, like, so it's been a class build-up, man. I've been delighted to be part of this, like.
Yeah, definitely. Does that give you a little extra energy just knowing that?
Sorry. Man.
Sorry.
After coming in here. Cheers, thanks.
I'll let you
pop into this room here. Sorry.
Cool. I think it those fans that gives you a little extra edge, just kind of like having those folk giving you the energy all week.
Yeah, definitely, man. Like, even like the energy in the build up to the camp, like the amount of people who've just been like super supportive and super kind of just like, Will, you're going to smash this, go in and get this done, like, so, yeah, it's been a great buzz, but, look, get in, get it fucking done, that's the main thing, like.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask now, obviously, it wasn't the greatest Bellator debut for you last time, but you were fighting in Rome, and did any of that sort of, you know, fighting abroad and fighting in a big promotion like Bellator, was any of that a difficulty for you, or was it just, you know, just
things really, that work like, out? Look, you know, I've travelled a good bit to fight over the years, and it's never fazed me too much. It's not like Rome was a tough place to get to or anything. Like, it's just a short little flight. And, you know, it was grand. I'd nearly enjoy getting to see places. Like, but, yeah, like, I think the main thing there was, like, my complacency going into that fight. I trained really well for it. I felt really good physically. I think mentally, though, I just assumed I'd win. Like, all I've ever done is win. And kind of went in there thinking, like, here's some other little guy I have to get out of my way and just beat the crap out of, and didn't work out that way. Like, you know, I was complacent. I stayed in range. He caught me with a shot. Fair play to him. I'd love another chance. Like, yeah, here's the thing. I want to get in, smash a guy like Sean Taylor, show what I can do, get a chance off other guys like Allen again, and, you know, rectify that loss, and then get on the trail and keep smashing lads who are considered quite good. Like,
is that something that you feel is like really important to your game, like having a sort of good mental position when you're going into your fights, coming in with a strong mindset? I actually seen I was being a weirdo and creeping your Instagram a little bit before this, and I noticed that on your, you said, defeat is a bitter taste, but nowhere near as bad as the bitterness that comes from not attempting greatness. I thought that was a really interesting quote, and is that something that you kind of carry with you? Is that?
Yeah, 100%, man. Look, at the end of the day, like, I do this because I want to fucking be proud of who I am. You know, that's a massive part of what being a martial artist is to me. So, like, to do that, like, to be proud of what you are, you have to obviously take on the challenges, like. So, I consider Sean Taylor a challenge, like, as in, I don't want to fight some guy who's fucking, I know I can beat. This guy, he's tough, he's got good skill set, he's very experienced, you know. But I see holes, I see things I can exploit. So I want to get in there, show, look, put pressure on me. Here's what I'll do. I can perform. That's who I am. I've always lived my life that way. Like, and, you know, when it comes to martial arts, it's the exact same thing. It's like, face that challenge. get in, get stuck in, and no matter what, like, at the end of facing the challenge, you'll be proud of yourself, like, and you'll be better for it, like. So yeah, that has just been my philosophy towards fucking any of it. Like, you know, I don't see lads who want to fight cans as getting really the best out of the career longer. Like, yeah, it's probably a smart decision financially early on in your career, but if you want to make a legitimate, like, record for yourself as a martial artist, you want to, you're gonna have to fucking take on the legit guys, like. So yeah,
definitely. I agree. It's good to have that kind of mindset looking in. And I take it, you know, have you looked at the Bellator division? Is there anybody in there? You know, I was mentioning the Bellator picked up a lot of Bama fighters. There's a big sort of push just now for the European market from Bellator. I mean, is that something? Are you looking at guys coming in and thinking, do you see a path for yourself, or are you happy just, you know, whoever's coming in front of you, and as long as there's someone you're looking for? Is that good enough for you?
Like, here's the thing, man. I just want to fight. Like, so, like, honestly, I've never turned anybody down. If you give me a name, I'll more than likely fucking want to fight that guy. Like, I don't really, like, have guys who I pick out and go, like, okay, that's the guy. Somebody with a big name would be nice. Like, you know, somebody with a fucking legit record, big name, that'd be great. But, like, look, at the end of the day, like, say I've whooped Sean Taylor and Arena next Sunday, get a chance, fight again a month later, I don't give a shit who that guy is. Like, I'll just, you know, and like, so I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm only going to want to fight big names or whatever. Like, I just want regular fights at this stage, and I want, like, the opportunity to show that, look, Will Fleury's a fucking very legit martial artist, and he has a good skill set here, and he deserves to be considered one of the best middleweights in Europe. Like, and like, I'd like to fight a few of the American lads on. Like, I have the visa. I got the visa with Bellator last June or July. So I'd love to travel over to the States and show them, like, here, European boys can wrestle and we can fuck people up too. Yeah. Like, so.
Excellent. And so just what you're saying, obviously, you don't really mention it in front of you. It's one that fighters seem to have, you know, they fall on two sides of the fence. Are you a game planner? Do you watch tape? Is that something that you can kind of look at each guy as you're coming in? Or is it, you know, you focus on yourself and just make sure that you're in the right spot for going in?
Like, now the last 2-3 weeks I've been looking at a lot of videos of Sean and drilling specific things for him, like, but I've had so many opponent changes over the years, man. You just don't know who's going to show up in the night, so there's no point getting too invested in a guy 6-7 weeks out. Like, so yeah, say with about 3 weeks to go, like, or, well, it would have been actually, yeah, 3 weeks ago now, so like a month out, I started, like, I watched a lot of his videos before I chose to fight, like, you know, before I accepted the fight, whatever. But just the last few weeks, we've done a lot more, like, specific stuff for him and for, you know, what I want to do in that fight. But in general, I'd leave it fairly kind of, like, open and just get better and, like, be a better athlete, be a better martial artist, then focus on the fight with a couple of weeks left, like, would be my philosophy anyway.
So do you have a prediction for how this fight's going to go? Is there a particular course of action you... Look, it's gonna go.
Like, again, I'm not fucking Nostradamus, like, I don't predict this shit. But, like, the way I see it playing out, it's a late first round TKO, like, you know. I just think he's very catchable. I see him there, like, you know, Leon Edwards caught him so many times, but just wasn't clinical enough to put him away. He's got a good chin on him, to be fair, like, you know. And he's a legit martial artist. He's got a good record. He's a pretty experienced guy. He's no joke. But I just don't see him being able to deal with the power for the range. So, hey, first round TKO.
Definitely going to be fireworks, I think. And I want to give you just a little chance, obviously, if you want to shout out, if there's any sponsors, you know, guys who've kind of helped you up so far, is there anybody you're looking to kind of...
Loads of people, man. Yeah, loads of people. So, like, Ross Nutrition have been great. They've provided all my supplements for this camp. Mattress Mick, who's like a mattress celebrity in Dublin. he's... Yeah, go on. He's on my Instagram if you're having a look off it. Like, he's the guy with the curly white hair. Ross Nutrition. Then Animosity Fight Gear are my fight gear guys. And extra.ie and Flybit, who are Jim Shane and a media site, are both on board now as well. So, yeah, look, it's like, obviously, man, that's the thing that keeps you going. you know, it's the cash from things like that. So, like, thank them all. And look, I'll be wearing the brands on the night anyway, and I'll be advertising and stuff regardless. So, yeah, thank them guys.
Well, yeah, and well, thanks for that, and thanks for yourself for having a chat with us, and obviously all the best for the fight next weekend.
Thanks, Brennan. Take care.
Thanks very much. See you.
Bye-bye.